Hello everyone and welcome to the third episode of fourth episode. I'm sorry. Yes, it's the fourth episode, fourth week, true that, of Mellovision. We're off to a great start this evening. With me, as always, Philip.
Hello, Stockholm calling again for the third time.
We're in Mellow Week number 4.
Yes. Skellefteå.
Skellefteå, it's gone so fast.
Yes, so fast.
But before we get into this week's very thrilling competition, we have once again looked at our competition in the Eurovision Song Contest. Mm-hmm. And this week we highlighted Denmark because they released their 10 songs for their national selection. Mm-hmm. And this week,
and they have released the songs online, so we have listened to all of them.
Yes.
What do we think?
Well, it's not as bad as Norway.
No, true.
But it's not... I don't know. It's still it's still so boring.
Yeah, we can agree. We like the song that was in Danish. Vesterbro.
Yes. I like that one.
I like the sound. Mm. It's very different from what we have heard in Eurovision. It's very 2017. Mm-hmm. So...
And it's quite different from all the other 9 songs in that...
Same sound.
Same sound, same tempos, very boring songs. Not as bad because Norway had some songs that were like, what the hell is this? Mm-hmm. But so bland, so boring.
Yeah, mediocre.
Very mediocre.
There were songs that were okay, but
yeah,
it will not win Eurovision.
Definitely not, and I think they will have a hard time just qualifying for the finals, even because they
maybe not beat Vesterbro.
Maybe not. But the thing is, that song I think needs to be in Danish because they can't translate that. Because I think there's a lot of like local relations regarding because he sings about a part of Copenhagen, right? Isn't Vesterbro?
I don't know.
I think that's a part of Copenhagen. Mm-hmm. So I think it needs to be sort of like Magnus Carlsson with Möt mig I gamla stan. It feels sort of the same theme, but more modern. Mm-hmm. Not so schlager. True. But
the thing is, he doesn't sing in the chorus.
No.
It's just melody. So that's a new thing.
That's a new thing and quite
modern. He ends it with like Vesterbro and then it's a nice sound mix.
Techno.
Party-ish. Yeah. I don't know. But it's nice. It's different.
We hope that song wins.
Yes.
Otherwise, Denmark, you won't have a chance.
Yeah. Then you will get 12 points from Sweden if you send the Vesterbro.
Yes. Probably will. Mm-hmm. Some other Eurovision news, some good news for the whole competition.
Yes.
They finally brought on a person who knows what he's doing. Christer Björkman is on the Eurovision board for the Ukraine competition. Yeah. They've had some rough couple of weeks now.
Yes. So, we talked about it last week about that they switched the whole core team. So now he's... head of the core team, and he have talked about not making it like Swedish.
No,
he will make it like more Ukraine, what they want, but a good show.
Yes, and
that's very important.
Very important
because it can't be like 3 hours snooze fest.
No, we don't want Austria for another year. Thank you. No, but I think it's good, and I really hope and pray that it will be a good, entertaining show, and I think Christer Björkman can definitely bring that, because he's done this now 2 times. Nobody has done it two times with the same executive chief. So,
hopefully... The Ukraine needs to think outside the box. They hosted 2005, so it's a long time ago, but they hosted the... not... so long time ago. So
No. Something new and
not so much touristy stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's always the same.
Who wants to go to Ukraine?
I don't know. I
don't show Ukraine.
No. No, but I think that because the thing with Eurovision when it's in Eastern Europe specifically is that it's always that kind of postcardy, like, mm-hmm. oh, this is our wonderful country. Come here, visit us. We're friendly people. Let's face it. No, you're not. No, no, nobody wants to go there because you're all racist, homophobes, and no, we don't want to go there.
True.
So don't show us that side. Don't show us a fake side of Ukraine. Show us maybe not the real side, but show us something
make
different.
Make it funny, at least.
Make it funny.
A good joke here and there.
Yes, please. And
a funny interrelect.
Yeah.
One time, at least.
At least once during those 9 hours of competition that it is.
Yeah, but I hope they don't copy like Måns and Petra and Stockholm and that type of show because they did their own thing.
Yeah, I think that's hard to copy.
Yeah,
nobody can copy.
Yeah, everybody's not joining them. So
no, thank God.
It's just Easter, but
he's ours.
Yeah, but that's good news for Ukraine.
Yes, it is. So we'll see.
Yeah,
I'm excited about Eurovision. But first, we need to find out who will represent Sweden. And last week, we got two new final acts. And once again, we have to make an apology, like we did last week, to all our UK.
Do we have to?
I think we promised.
Oh, yeah, we promised. Oh.
Last week, we made an excuse or apology for all our UK listeners, and this week to our previous special guest Andreas, who
how should we
really, are we doing this? Ove got through to the final.
Yeah,
so good for you, Andreas, good for you. We didn't expect it.
We're sorry.
I got totally shit-faced after that part because I was so disappointed, but totally unexpected.
Yeah, totally unexpected.
Did not see that. Robin, that was a given. Yeah. That was, I liked that song a lot. Ove though, still, what happened?
I don't know what happened.
We've heard some theories about maybe the kids voted for that song. Because it's quite of a, you know, it's in Swedish and kids understand what he's saying, and it's quite of a, like, I can see this song being played in like kindergartens and stuff.
I don't know. I'm just boiling with the anger when we talk about Ove. Sorry, but
I didn't like the song.
Yeah,
at all.
No, not me either. I will not vote for it, but kudos.
No. I think it will end up pretty
bottom
dead last.
The bottom
in the final.
Bottom
definitely.
Three. Yes, definitely.
But it's so infuriating when you had, in my opinion, such good songs in that semifinal, and none of them got through. None of them even got through to the freaking second chance. So,
yeah, okay, except for Anton.
Anton, yes.
That was good second chance.
Yes, it was. I like that song very much, and I've listened to it quite a lot this week.
It's catchy.
But I've listened to Krista Siegfrieds even more because I think that song is amazing.
She had kicked ass on iTunes with that song. So
good,
that's
for her.
But the thing is about the performance that she did do not match the song.
No. It was quite bland.
It was very confusing for me.
Yeah. But it was a good, very good song. And also I liked Jasmine Kara. I think that song has grown on me even more since the semifinal. I'm just shocked that Ove.
And my favorite, Bella and Filippa, went through. Oh, so disappointing.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. But I have listened to all week, so
yeah,
I'm happy.
Yeah, and we did see, if we forget about the results and everything, we did see quite a good show, though. The interval acts.
Oh, Clara Henry. Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah, power to the women.
Yeah.
Power to the girls.
Yes.
So good. I hope they release that version on Spotify.
Yes.
That would be good. Should.
Yeah, definitely. They did with Carlos Pirelli last year, so.
Yeah, but who knows? Yeah, who knows? But it was very good.
Yes, and she's got a lot of praise for that performance from parents.
Me.
From you, of course. Most importantly, Philip.
Yes, from me. Yes.
No, but it was a fun, really fun interval act, and she did a really good job. otherwise the presenters are still quite.
Yeah, but I think they get it now.
Yeah.
But I think Clara needs more space in the show.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. She could have actually hosted Melodifestivalen on her own.
Yes, she could. Like the new Gina or something.
Actually. I hope she gets a second chance to host Melodifestivalen some other year. Maybe not next year, but in 2 years maybe.
Yeah.
Alone or with one person more, not three.
No. No, three is, it's too messy and none of them really get as much attention as they want to or as the viewers want to. Because I bet there are people out there who are like, oh, I love Hasse, he's so funny. Well, none of them are going to get that much space on the screen when there are three of them. So I think three is way too many.
Yeah.
Two, perfect. One, if it's a good one, then it's the best.
Yes.
So, enough about last week.
Yes.
How about this week?
Oh.
It's a tough one. The last songs for this year.
So tough.
So tough and so sad. So sad.
So sad.
Yeah, but it's the last, you know, the, okay, the last songs.
But then we're going to listen to the songs all the time in 2 weeks. So.
Yes, on Spotify.
So it's a lot to talk about, you know, Loreen. But we will save her for last.
Yes.
So, song number one, En värld full av strider, with Jon Henrik and Aninia.
And the song, the title translates to
World Full of Battles.
World Full of Battles. Thank you, Mr. Trump.
So, this, I assume, is a similar song to his last song.
Jag är fri.
Yes.
Was that right? Yeah, from...
Man är fri or something like that.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Joik?
Yeah, joik.
The joiking going on. Joiking.
Yeah, joiki. The song starts with the heyo, heyo, heya, heya.
So it's definitely a lot of joking.
Yeah.
Joking. Who wants to say that in English?
It's a lot of joking.
It's a lot of me in it. Mm-hmm. No, I think that this is going to be like exactly the same from the last time. Except that this time he actually has a real like chorus with a girl who sings it. So it's probably more catchy.
True.
But for me, I'm quite done with him. I didn't like him last time. And I think I will like him this time either. I don't know. He as a person to me annoys me. I find him very annoying. So like full of himself. I don't know. It's like, okay, we know where you're from, and yeah, we get it. You're special, but come on, get over it.
Not that special.
No.
No. Yeah.
But it's a fun element in the Melody Festival with this sort of native Swedish music. But it would be a lot more fun if they have done it in a more, I don't know, like creative way and make it more modern instead of making it like an old folk like
folklore song.
True.
But I think he has a chance on second chance. I don't think he will go to the final.
No, not like last time.
No,
not at all.
So second chance, maybe.
Maybe. Because people still like him and find him exotic and shit like that.
And then we have song number two, Running with Lions with Alice. So Alice is a new artist in Melodifestivalen. She was came second in Idol many years ago.
Yeah,
it was when
probably 4 years or something.
I don't know who won.
Somebody who we don't.
I don't know. Okay, she's from Swedish Idol.
Yeah. Good voice. Yeah. Really good voice. Yeah.
So this is definitely a pop song. Very Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. I heard very similar to Roar. But it's a good pop song. It's a pop song.
Yeah. Radio friendly.
Could have been sung by like every other girl.
Probably, yeah.
But I hope it's good.
Yeah, I hope she puts on a great show. Because
she can't just stand there.
No, because we've seen that now. I think really this
people
year,
are tired of like mediocre performances.
Yeah, I think, and that's what we've seen this year. All of the girls, and mainly all of the girls, have just basically stood there and sung their song.
Yeah,
and had some dance move in the chorus, but nothing more than that. Really,
mm-hmm.
The only one who really did something cool was really Mariette.
Yeah, Ace Wilder did dance, but it was more.
But that's her thing. She is a dancer. She knows how to dance. But I mean, the other girls this year has been.
You should do a performance boring. Because yeah. You only have 3 minutes on that stage.
Yes,
and you cannot just stand up and down and sing.
No,
definitely. It worked for France, but that's.
Yeah, but that was that kind of song,
yeah.
Because when you have like a more upbeat song, like I guess this is with Alice,
mm-hmm.
You have to have a more energetic performance. And so I hope she does something cool on stage, and because we know she has a good voice.
It's a lot of talk about her song, so
yeah,
I'm positive, I'm hopeful.
Yeah. I really hope that this goes to the second chance, I really hope so, because yeah. I like her as an artist, so yeah. Hopefully.
Yes. Song number 3, Bound to Fall, Les Gordons. So Les Gordon qualified through, what's it called?
Svensktoppen nästa.
Yeah.
Which is like this a music competition for unsigned artists.
On the radio.
Yeah, on radio.
And Christer Björkman picked them, right?
Yeah, he picks out the ones that he think is most suitable for Melodifestivalen, and obviously he found this lot of people. It's a rock band, quite similar to, I would say, like sort of 90s, like Oasis or something.
I don't know, this is not Rip-pop. My type of music, so I don't know. I have actually no comments.
No, I think.
But I think it will stand out from the crowd with
mm-hmm.
this type of song.
Mm-hmm.
But do people want to hear their song? That's the question.
If it's quite mainstream, and because I think Melodifestivalen is done with like hardcore rock, we've done that, and we've had one of those songs every year now. So I think I see this as more cool down and a bit of a 90s vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
But although we haven't had that many groups yet in this year's
competition, true.
So that could be an advantage.
We have a group in Second Chance, and we have
Dismissed.
Three groups. Dismissed, the Fono, and the Veto.
Yeah. True that. But I don't see them going to the finals. I think this is like
the people, the artist that gets through to via Svensktoppen rarely goes to.
Yeah, they have a really bad record of doing good in this competition at all. So
Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my favorite from last year. So song number 4, As I Lay Me Down, with Victoria.
With a W.
Exactly.
Not a V.
So I'm very happy that she's back. I loved Save Me from last year.
Good song.
Yes. So what I've heard from like press
mm-hmm.
and journalists is that this song is better. It's
mm-hmm.
more catchy than Save
mm-hmm.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy to hear that.
Yes.
I think she can actually be a contender to win. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
If the song is better than Save Me.
Yeah, and Save Me did quite well.
Yeah, came in third.
Third, yeah. So that's a good start.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think this is one of the... This is sure to go to the final.
I hope so.
I think this is really because she's. I think she's liked by the people.
Yeah.
By the viewers.
She sings great live.
Yes,
she has amazing
indeed,
voice.
Indeed.
And I hope it's a little bit of like the country vibe. I think
mm-hmm.
she has.
Mm-hmm.
It's great with her voice.
Mm.
I hope it's also more modern. It's not country, but
yeah,
it's pop country.
Mm. Yeah, because that's sort of her sort of her thing, mm-hmm. to have that country vibe with the modern beat and stuff like that. Yeah. So, this is one of the highlights of the week, and I think she will definitely go to the final. I would be surprised if she's not in the final.
But if she goes to the second chance, she will definitely go to the final.
Yes, absolutely.
Second chance.
Yeah.
And also, I think she will do a great... I hope she will do... I hope she will have a great performance on stage, because she has a great label behind her that mm-hmm. can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I hope there's a lot of
Because that was sort of the letback from last year, or let down really, because the performance last year, it was cool with all the...
But I think she should move more on stage this time.
Yes, definitely.
Not stand there with the...
Yeah, with that sort of projector going on.
It was cool, but it was...
It was cool, but it was like, okay, yeah, and that was... I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was boring. Once you've seen it once, it's like, okay, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen, but yeah, she sings great.
Yeah. But definitely she will be a contender to go to the final this week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yes, let's hope. Song number 5, När ingen ser, Axel Kylström. Ja, exactly.
Yeah.
And the song in English is When No One Sees.
Yeah.
When No One Looks, maybe.
Yeah.
He's also from Ireland, actually.
Yes, he came in fourth.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And I didn't have that many any expectations really on him. I've listened to a couple of his old songs on Spotify, which all are in Swedish except the song that he won Idol with, that he had to perform in English.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite similar to a Swedish artist called Oskar Lindros. That type of music, pop, up tempo, but with a bit of regret, or what you can say, in the lyrics. I didn't... Good songs, but nothing that has ever been played on radio, because I've never heard him on radio. But he has a good voice, and what I've heard from this song in Melodifestivalen is that it's really good. So I have quite high hopes for this.
Good for you.
You're not amused.
No. Just a little info about Axel. If you have not seen pictures or anything about him, he has...
Scarface, no.
Yeah.
So bad.
I don't remember actually what had happened, but he is scarred on half his face. And maybe the whole body, I think.
Was it some sort of car accident?
No, I don't know. Or train accident? I don't know. Remember.
I don't know. But he's sort of fucked up in the face. To be honest, there's no nice way to put that, really. Okay, he has half of his face is full of scars. Yeah. So,
but he has a great voice, so...
He does, But I think he's getting a lot of votes just because he looks different. Not to be that guy, but I'm gonna be that guy and call
sympathy
him out.
Sympathy votes.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm gonna trump him out and say, he looks weird. No, but, But he has a good voice, and I hope that the song is good.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, it's quite catchy, and it's modern, and it's quite of his unique sound. So,
Oh, actually, I found what happened. So, he got electrocuted.
Electrocuted?
Yeah, through, wires.
Oh, really?
Electric wires that he touched. It was, 16,000 volts.
Oh.
Like a fence.
Uh-huh.
And he has 70% of his body is burned.
Oh, shit.
Burn damaged, yeah.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
No comments.
No comments.
So sorry about it. Yeah.
Sweet.
Anyways.
I'm apologizing.
Let's pray that he's not listening, but he's probably heard worse.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, let's go to song number 6. Du får inte ändra på mig med with Sara Varja and Juha Molari.
So, no space.
Sara Varja
participated quite a few years
when
back.
Hero won with Charlotte Pirelli.
2008.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, almost 10 years. Hmm. Okay.
No, not Hero. It was Popular.
Popular. Oh, so the year
2011.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this will be a slow song.
Very slow.
It's very similar maybe to Charlotte Pirelli this year, My Life song.
That's not good news, is it?
So I'm not excited at all, I have to say. Not excited at all.
I think she did very... Because last time she entered, she got through straight through the finals.
No, Second Chance.
Was it?
Yeah, Second Chance.
Was it? Mm. Oh, that's why I got so bored of that song, because I heard it like 2 times. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see her going through to the Second Chance or the final this year. This is not my cup of tea at all. The music she does, never. No. Next. Thank you.
Are we done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done. I haven't even heard the song. I'm done already.
Okay. Song number 7 with...
Drumroll.
Who could it be? Statements with Lolo, Loreen.
Lolo.
Where we're going. Yes. So, do we need to... about Loreen?
I don't think
what she have done in the past.
No, I think y'all bitches better know.
Yeah.
If you don't, fucking buy a book.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the most successful winners of Eurovision ever.
The most 12 points ever received.
Mm-hmm.
Suck on that, Alexander Rybak. So, yeah. She's basically Eurovision...
Goddess.
Star... Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Everything. She's done it. Like, so, 1 billion songs sold or something.
Just,
yeah.
And just to say, this is not an Euphoria 2.
Not at all.
So, what should we... Should we quote, like, what the press said? This is like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
And then they heard it a second time. Oh, what is this? But it's quite cool.
Yeah.
It's artsy.
Yeah. We've also heard that it's quite like Jamala from Ukraine last year.
Oh, no.
So that's not, that's saying something, isn't it?
That we could win.
maybe so.
But I'm excited. I hope she puts on a great show, actually.
I think we can say that she will do that.
I hope so. And she will sing amazing, of course.
Yes, that's her thing. So, good show and great vocals.
So, but this is very different. It's not like radio.
No,
maybe Petria. No. I don't know.
I think really one of the guys that we listened to earlier put it the best. It was that it might not win Melodifestivalen, but it could win Eurovision Song Contest. And that says a lot, really, about the song. But it's... Because it's... Melodifestivalen is more about a really good song. And it's catchy. And it's supposed to be...
Yeah, no. But...
Yeah, but...
But the thing is, don't you think that this song will stand out from all the other songs? Because
it's
all
I
other
think,
song,
yeah.
songs are radio hits. Come on.
Yeah, they are.
And then you have Loreen.
Yeah.
Okay, not Ove is a radio hit, but...
No. Of course not. But maybe...
But... You got a little disappointed after seeing some press about this song.
Yeah, and I was quite... My first reaction to her ever entering this competition again was like, really? Why do you need to do this? Why?
She has something to say. She has a statement to say.
Well, put it... Do a podcast about it, because I don't want to hear it. No, but I don't know. I've read some rumors that she is really doing this just to have some PR for her upcoming album. She hasn't released an album since 2013, which is quite a long time ago. And that this is just like a window of opportunity for her to just make her music heard to the people mm-hmm. again. So that sort of put me off a bit and really turned my expectations down to like zero. And now once I've heard what the song is about and how it sounds, I'm just confused. I'm just like, okay, it doesn't have a chorus, was one of the lines that we saw written about the song. It's like, okay, well, the song without
a lot of
screams.
Sounds. So artsy fartsy.
Yeah, artsy fartsy. That reminds me of Jamala again. I think, I don't know.
But Loreen has a better voice, I think.
She does. And she knows how to sing in English. So that's always a good mm-hmm. thing. But I don't know. I think either you love this song or you hate it.
It will divide the nation.
It will, indeed.
Yes.
Like fucking Moses did. I don't know, but I think this will really be either you like it or you.
Yeah, but she will definitely go to the final, I think.
You think, really? Really?
I don't know.
I think this could be quite similar to maybe like my heart is refusing.
The thing is, this will divide the room, the party that I'm having on Friday. So I'm having the party on Saturday.
Yes.
And this will definitely divide the room, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Either you love it or you hate it. I don't know. But it's Loreen. She will do a great performance. She will sing great live.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the songwriters for this song and the music is mm-hmm. the people who have did Mon's song.
Heroes, yeah.
So.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's one good thing about it. But all the rest that I've heard about this song really makes me quite skeptical.
Confused.
Confused, definitely.
Yeah.
But also skeptical. I don't know. I'm not so sure about this one.
We have to listen to the clip tomorrow.
Yeah. But yeah.
But it is an exciting week.
It is, definitely. It's hard. A lot could happen.
We could say, okay, for sure Victoria will get to the final.
That's, like, I think that's the most given one this week.
And it's very strange that she calls number 4 in this.
Yeah, in the middle of everything. I don't get that. Either she should be, like, number 6 or I don't know. But I see why they put Soravaria before Loreen, because they want to, like, slow things down and build up some hype. Mm-hmm. For Loreen, because then obviously during Soravaria everybody will have a pee break or a smoke break or whatever, and then like, oh, I can go now because Loreen mm-hmm. is next, and Soravaria, nobody's gonna miss that shit, nobody. So yeah, we will see. I don't know, I'm excited, but still I don't think I'm gonna like love it.
It's not Euphoria, let's say.
It's not Euphoria, and we didn't want her to come back with the Euphoria, because that would be like David Lindgren, who has done the same songs now 3 times. Mm-hmm. But we wanted something different, but something equally good as Euphoria, and obviously this is not equally good.
The thing is, maybe you will listen to this song, the whole song on Saturday, and like, oh my god, I love it.
Maybe.
Yeah. And maybe I am more positive about Loreen mm-hmm. now than you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe that will change. I was like, what is this shit?
Yeah, it could be weird.
Because you are more artsy-fartsy than I am.
True that. I love the artsy-fartsy. Yeah. Except Jamala, I hate that shit.
Me too.
Yeah, but true. We'll see. I'm excited, but still I'm quite reserved.
Yeah.
About it.
So, but she will definitely fight. She will come in top 4. So, either the final or the second chance.
Yes.
It would be very strange to send Loreen to the second chance.
I don't know. I think maybe people could be tired of her. People might not get why she's doing this again. And question that. So I wouldn't be surprised if she went to the second chance.
Yeah, but I really hope for the girls this
Yes, because we have a lot of dudes.
I'm so tired of the like Justin Timberlake knockoffs and.
Yeah, we got a lot of dudes in the second chance and in the final.
Ugh.
So that's quite sad, actually.
So.
It was a good year last year. 50-50 yeah. almost in the final. So let's hope that
for
all
two
the girls get through, really. But so, do we have any final predictions for this week? What we want with the heart now, because we can't.
Okay, I will vote for Victoria, because if the song is better than Save Me, I'm there already.
Yeah, I would also say Victoria for the final, definitely. And right now, since I'm quite hesitant about Loreen, I think she will go to the second chance with Alice, because I love my girls.
Mm-hmm.
I always fancy the girl, solo girls, doing their shit in Melody Festival, and they never get through, but yeah, whatever. And I think Axel will go to the final, actually. Mm-hmm. Right now.
Yeah.
That's my opinion right now.
Oh, it's...
I like the Swedish.
They have changed the betting sites after this today's listening.
Okay. So what did it
say? So Loreen is still number one.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Still? Yeah. But the same same high odds, low odds mm-hmm. as Victoria, actually.
Okay.
And then barely after is Axel.
Mm-hmm.
And then in fourth is Jon Henrik. And then fifth, Sara Varja. Alice is...
sixth and seventh, Les Gordons. But that's only because they're not known. People don't know them. And people know who Jon Henrik is, and people know who Sara Varja is.
Yeah.
But once they hear their songs, maybe that will change.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Who knows?
But if we look at Melody Festivalen so far, because now we always got a complete set of the final. We got six songs, right? Six songs in the final
mm-hmm.
that are done. We got the second chance. So far, who do you think will win? From what we've heard.
Nano. But that will not make me happy.
No,
but...
you look very sad right now.
Oh, no. I like my like Chewbacca screams.
No, Nano.
No. I don't know. Okay, let's say this. He sings good.
Mm-hmm.
The song is okay.
Very mediocre, I would say.
You have heard that song before.
Several times.
The last part of the song, I think, is good when the choir comes in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, oh, I want to jump up and down.
No.
So what I want to do is on Saturday, when they release songs, after all the songs have performed, mm-hmm. they release all of the songs on Spotify.
Yes.
So I definitely want to listen to Ace Wilder.
Yes.
Definitely yes. I want to listen to Mariette.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Robin Song.
Robin Song as well. But also Nano, because it was a few weeks
ago. We should listen to Nano, just to like, it was 4 weeks ago.
Refresh our minds. Yeah,
of course. But it will be exciting to see the Spotify, how they will...
Yeah, because last year, Frans just went straight to the number one spot in Sweden on Spotify. And on I guess on iTunes as well. So, and that really said something about how the end results were
mm-hmm.
1 week later or 2 weeks later. So... and also when they start to playing the songs on the radio, which songs are getting picked up by the radio stations. Mm-hmm. Because I've heard for now the couple of weeks, I've heard Boris Rene's song several times on the radio. Because it's quite catchy. I don't know. I pray that Nono doesn't win. But we talked about this earlier, and we weren't that happy about Monsemelov song Heroes 2 years back. And that ended up winning the whole shebang.
And then you were happy.
And then I love that song.
Let's play it every half hour.
We did. I don't know. I could recognize that Monsemelov had a great song that year. But Nano's song, I just find it...
But Mons did a performance with it.
He did a show with it. That was a show it was never seen before in Eurovision. But Nano just stands there with a choir of four people behind him, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's see.
Yeah, but I'm with you. From what we know so far, I think Nono's gonna win.
Woohoo!
But woo, we'll see. Maybe next week we will have a completely different view. Maybe we've seen Victoria and it's like, oh my gosh, she's gonna win it all.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we have fallen in love in Lolo again,
like
we
who did. Knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Like we did in 2012.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be an exciting week, and let's see what it brings.
Yes.
Yes. But until then, listen to all the other episodes that we had out there.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, talk to you next week.
Adios.
Adios.